You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines have made national headlines. But could Enbridge's Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac be even a bigger risk? That's the question posed by a documentary that airs tonight on DPTV, Detroit Public Television. It's called Beneath the Surface, the Line 5 Pipeline in the Great Lakes, and it presents all sides in the Line 5 debate.
We're North America's largest energy infrastructure company. We know how to do it right. We know how to do it safely. We have the best people here working for this company.
Every step of the way, Enbridge has continued to say over and over again, trust us, this pipeline is like in brand new condition. It's perfectly fine. And every step of the way, we've discovered that they have not been truthful in their statements.
Mary Ellen Geist is the DPTV Great Lakes Bureau Chief and producer of Beneath the Surface. Going into this project, Mary Ellen, what was your goal for the documentary?
Well, I came on board about a year and a half ago as Bureau Chief, and the Line 5 issue rose up as one of the biggest controversies I was covering in the Great Lakes. It was on my radar from the get-go. And what became clear to me, and I think to all of us at Detroit Public Television, and many people covering the Great Lakes, is there's just so much misinformation out there. And I think it's such an interesting psychological thing, Cindy, because you can't see under the water. You cannot see down there what is going on. There's a lot of suspicion. There's a lot of mistrust. And it was difficult, as even Enbridge will say, they were not exactly transparent at the beginning. And, of course, how we found out that this pipeline even existed is because of the 2010 inland oil spill in Kalamazoo, one of the worst inland oil spills in the U.S. history. So that led, of course, Beth Wallace at National Wildlife Federation on a pathway. We follow her as she tries to open the door to show the world Line 5, actually. She's really the one who made us aware of Line 5. But all along the way, it was difficult to get information. We decided to go forward with this documentary with the help of the Wolfpack, the Urban Family Foundation, and many other people to just say, hey, what exactly is going on there? And I really feel like we answered a lot of questions for people, but unfortunately, we still have more questions than answers right now, even as we finish doing this documentary and lots of new developments involving the Straits.
Certainly. And one of the things that you remind us all in the documentary is how Governor Snyder reached a backroom deal with Enbridge late last year without consulting that pipeline safety board. Remind us again what that deal was.
So it's an interesting thing. I've been covering all the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board meetings. They work very hard. It's a group of 12 people from all different walks of life. Some are government entities. Some represent environmental activists. Some represent business. There's an Enbridge representative. They work really hard. They meet all the time, and they get public input. And they were moving toward getting an alternative risk assessment. There's still a lot of documents being made up right now. There's a risk assessment being made up right now, and it was understood that the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board would look over all the terms of this and make a decision and make a recommendation to the governor. And the governor, behind closed doors, met with Enbridge, came up with seven safety regulations that Enbridge would have to follow, and basically Governor Snyder said, I want you to just move forward with looking at how to build an underwater tunnel, putting that pipeline underneath that 4.5-mile section between the lower and upper peninsula and build that, and sort of without consulting with them, said, let's move forward with this.
And what did board members say to you about that?
In the documentary, you will see some angry board members who said this not only disses them, it disses the public. And there is a lot of anger right now among the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, and they feel they're not being listened to, and all the hard work they've been doing is for naught.
You talk to environmental activists, you talk to scientists, concerned citizens, you talk to Enbridge, you talk to members of the Pipeline Safety Board, and you tried to get Governor Snyder to talk with you for this film, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and he did not want to be part of this documentary.
What surprised you, because it did me, as I was watching Beneath the Surface, the Line 5 pipeline in the Great Lakes, and saw the actual video of divers inspecting Line 5. What struck you as you looked at that footage?
That was, we want to thank the National Wildlife Federation for getting us underwater footage. We also got some underwater footage from Enbridge. And I do want to commend Ryan Duffy and Enbridge for opening the doors, talking to us, giving us as much information as they could. But when you see the original scuba diving mission that was paid for by National Wildlife Federation to really go take a look at it, first of all, you see zebra and quokka mussels. But what struck me most, and when we show the documentary, actually the first time we had a screening in Ann Arbor, and there were actually gasps in the audience as you see just unsupported pipeline where the surface of the lake drops down. It goes from 50 feet down to 250 feet. And of course, you can't bend that pipeline down there. So it's just out there in the open, hanging out. But of course, the regulations put in place in 1953 were that these should not be unsupported for more than 75 feet. But what the scuba diving mission showed and documented was that there were some areas for more than 100 to 125 feet that were unsupported. And I think when you see that, it really is shocking. However, I also want everyone to know that we did, you know, talk to many people about many sides of this, and Enbridge continues to say, this pipeline is as safe as it was when it was built in 1953. It is now 65 years old. In fact, Cindy, 2 days ago was the birthday of Line 5, turned 65. Many people just say, a pipeline that old shouldn't be there. But what Enbridge says is, there have really been no incidents along the pipeline that have leaked into the water. They do admit, however, there have been 29 spills that have occurred, but they only happened inland.
It certainly brought us a lot of history, too, when we kind of understand it was a ship explosion many, many years ago in Sarnia that made them realize, you know what, we want a different way besides ship or rail to transport, you know, this fossil fuel.
When we began this documentary, I didn't realize that Enbridge, when they began this project, really thought they were saving lives. They thought they were doing the right thing. And when you look at the fervor surrounding this when it was built, it was an engineering marvel. And in fact, it was built and engineered by the same company that built the Mackinac Bridge. So when it began, everyone thought it was a wonderful thing. We really wanted to show that side of things. And I think Enbridge, too, still believes it is doing what is right as far as transport of oil and natural gas liquids in the Straits. And they continue to say this is the safest method of transportation for these products.
Beneath the Surface, the Line 5 pipeline in the Great Lakes debuts tonight at 10 on DPTV, followed by a special roundtable discussion on the future of Line 5 hosted by Christy McDonald. Is there a way for viewers who don't have access to DPTV to be able to watch your documentary? Because there is a lot of interest, intense interest all over the state about this.
Yes, if you go to our website at greatlakesnow.org, you can actually watch our documentary.
Mary Ellen Geist, DPTV Great Lakes Bureau Chief and producer of Beneath the Surface. Mary Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.